Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR's senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Todd Eberle of St. Mary's College and also the blog called The Free Stater. Todd, you recently had a sort of history piece about how the Republicans might try to get themselves a little more aligned with one of their icons, Theodore McKeldin, who was governor and mayor of Baltimore.
You know, if we want to have true two-party competition in Maryland, what would Republicans have to do? And for me, you know, that meant looking back to the 1950s and, you know, Governor McKeldin, the last two-term Republican governor in the state's history.
One of the things he used to say is that in Maryland you have two Democratic parties. One of them's in and one of them's out, and you just have to marry the outs.
In some respects, that is still true, just not as true as it was in his day. The Maryland Democratic Party has gone from about 75% of the electorate down to around 56%. So some of the more conservative elements of the party have left, and it was those conservative elements who often would help Republicans win, although there were times in Maryland's history where it was the liberal elements of the Democratic Party that helped put Republicans in office. But when you've got a party, a Democratic Party in the state that is a bit more homogenous now, the amount of voters that you can pick off is smaller. But I would argue that Republicans still can win statewide. They can't win by the 15-point margin that McKeldin won by, but I think margins within the realm of, you know, a couple of percentage points, even up to Ehrlich's margin back in 2002, are still possible. It just requires running the right kind of campaign.
Well, one of the things that helped McKeldin was pennies for lane, a reference to the increase in the sales tax.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good political slogan, and I think it augured well for him. And there were some other things. There were political bosses in Baltimore who were solidly for Lane in the primary, were upset about some patronage issue, and shifted to McKeldin in the general.
McKeldin had been a Republican mayor of Baltimore City and wound up carrying the city in the election. Now, that, of course, could not happen today, but being able to exploit issues of accountability, higher taxes and the burden that places on voters, and even the idea of, you know, running against the establishment and a candidate being owned by the establishment, which is very much what McKeldin said of Lane, I think is a message that still can work.
Well, what about this year?
You've got Harford County Executive David Craig. Because of his experience as county executive, because of his experience as a mayor, he really can talk the economic policy, the government reform talk. There's one person who could carry that McKeldin mantle forward. I think it's Craig.
I've actually heard Democrats say that very thing, sort of as a way of, I think, bringing the troops in line and try to avoid this kind of split you were talking about.
Mm-hmm. Attorney General Gansler and Lieutenant Governor Brown, obviously they both want this domination desperately. They don't have really anywhere else to go, and they're going to fight and fight hard. And if that leaves the Democratic electorate divided, then you have an opportunity for a Republican like Craig, who's not a bomb thrower, who's not a divisive candidate, to pick off elements of that Democratic electorate just enough to get over 50%.
So we'll see where it all heads. Thanks again.
My pleasure.
For Todd Eberle, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.